61岁那年
,61 years old,
他把自己锁在浴室里。
He locked himself in the bathroom.
手腕上
On the wrist,
整整划了21道口子。
It's been a long time since I've been in this place.
像打了败仗的武士般切腹赴死。
Like a defeated samurai, he committed seppuku.
没人敢信。
No one dared to believe it.
这个浑身是血倒在浴缸里的。
The one lying in the bathtub, covered in blood,
破破老头
found an out old man,
是全世界所有导演心里共同拜的祖师爷。
He is the revered and respected master who is universally admired by all directors in the world.
他叫黑泽明。
His name is Akira Kurosawa.
江湖上有个如雷贯耳的外号电影。
There's a very famous movie with a nickname that's widely known.
天皇。
Emperor.
其实啊黑泽明这辈子跟死亡的缘分比跟电影来的还早。
Actually, Akira Kurosawa had a long-standing relationship with death even earlier than his relationship with film.
他生在东京的武士家庭。
He was born in a samurai family in Tokyo.
小时候笨呆呆的，身子也弱。
As a child, I was clumsy and weak.
全靠大他几岁的三哥。
Relying entirely on my older brother by a few years.
黑泽秉武罩着，他哥是个神人。
Black Kurosawa, inspired by his older brother, wanted to become a god.
当年日本默片时代有名的电影辨识，一张嘴就能给无声的画面注进去。
In the era of Japanese silent films, a single film still could hold a mouth's worth of content.
一会儿放在今天那儿就是顶流解说。
If the soul were in today's world, it would be a top-tier commentator.
13岁那年，关东大地震。
In 1923, the Great Kanto earthquake.
半个东京烧成了焦土，尸横遍野。
Half of Tokyo was reduced to ashes and the bodies were scattered everywhere.
他哥拉着他的手穿过废墟。
His brother pulled him through the ruins.
指着满地的尸体
pointing at the bodies scattered on the ground,
跟他说
tell him,
说好好看
look carefully,
别怕
don't be afraid of people,
人这一辈子先得敢直面死才明白怎么活
only by daring to face death can one truly understand how to live,
那时候黑泽明还小
when Hacksaw was young,
只觉得哥哥酷。
I only feel that my brother is cool.
可他万万没想到死亡。
But he never expected to die.
没过几年就找上了自己家。有声电影。
Within a few years, they were approached to star in a movie.
一来，默片便是这个行。
The first thing is to do this job.
当一夜之间就没了。他哥心气高。
When he suddenly lost his brother, his hopes were dashed.
组织罢工也拗不过时代。
Strikes can't stand against the times.
27岁那年
,27 years old.
在温泉旅馆里自杀了。
He committed suicide in a hot spring resort.
哥哥走了之后
After my brother passed away,
黑泽明才收了心。
Harakiri
放弃了当画家的梦
Give up the dream of being a film director
一头扎进了电影圈
Dive into the film industry
从助理导演一步步熬到33岁才拍出第一部独立执导的《资三四郎》一上映
It took me 3 to 4 years to go from assistant director to directing my first independent film at the age of 33.
就打破了票房
Broke the box office records.
记录
Record.
业内直接炸了锅
The situation immediately caused a stir.
也就是从那时候起
From that time on,
大家见识了这个一米八一的大个子拍起片子来有多不要命。
Everyone, see how this 1.8 1 meter tall guy is so determined when taking pictures.
而他这辈子最黄金的十几年
And these were the most golden years of his life.
全是跟一个人绑在一起的
All are tied to one person.
这个人就是三船敏郎
This is the famous actress, Min Lai.
一个是片场暴君
One.Is a tyrant on the set.
一个是银幕疯子。
One is a crazy person on the screen.
一个敢往死里。
A rush to sir.
要求一个敢往死里演，俩人联手十几年，拍出了一串能定进影史的神作《罗生》。
Request a pair of actors to collaborate on a series of masterpieces that can independently stand out in film history with a duration of 10 years. 7.
七武士，蜘蛛朝城，用心。
The samurai spider uses a spear.
棒，步步都是天花板。
Not all are ceiling.
1950年的《罗生门》转年拿了威尼斯电影节金狮奖。
In 1950, The World of a Child won the Golden Lion Award at the Venice Film Festival.
这是亚洲人头一回在国际影坛拿这么重的奖。
This is the first time an Asian has won such a prestigious award in the international film industry.
西方人看完都傻了。
Westerners were all dumbfounded.
说原来电影还能这么讲故事。
I never thought a movie could be told like this.
原来人性里的谎言和懦弱。
The lies and cowardice in human nature.
能拍得这么刺骨。
This is so realistic.
后来的七武士更疯。
Later, the seven warriors became even more reckless.
前前后后拍了快一年，寒冬。
I have been taking pictures of winter for about a year.
酷暑连轴转。
The scorching heat continues.
把投资方都快熬破产了。
The investors are almost bankrupt.
当时没人看好。
At that time, no one expected it.
说。
Saying.
不就是个打山贼的故事吗？
Isn't it just a story about fighting bandits?
至于这么折腾
As for all this fuss,
结果呢，这部片子成了后世所有动作片。
The result was that this film became a model for all subsequent action films.
西部片
Western film
武侠片的祖宗
The grandfather of wuxia movies.
直到今天还是各大影史榜单上雷打不动的前三名。
It still remains one of the top three most popular movies in the industry.
当然了。
Of course.
人不可能一辈子站在山顶。巅峰过后。
People can't stay at the top forever.
黑泽明迎来了人生最暗的十几年。
Harakawa, a Japanese filmmaker, had a difficult time in his life.
拍完红胡子。
After taking the picture of the red beard,
他跟合作了17年的三船敏郎。
He has been working with his partner, the 17-year-old, for 17 years.
彻底闹掰，往后20多年没再合作过一部片子。
They completely fell out and haven't collaborated on a film in over 20 years.
当年有人问黑泽明
Once someone asked Akira Kurosawa
没有
No
三
Three
三船敏郎怎么办
What should I do about Min Lang?
他说我根本拍不了电影
He said I couldn't make a movie.
可真到了分道扬镳
It's really a matter of parting ways.
那天谁也没回头。
That day, no one turned back.
后来好莱坞请他去拍《呼呼呼》，他的完美主义跟好莱坞的工业体系格格不入。
Later, Hollywood hired him to star in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, but his perfectionism clashed with Hollywood's industrial system.
拍到一半就被人家找了个理由。
Halfway through, someone found a reason to stop.
解雇了。
Dismissed.
丢尽了脸面。
Lost face.
他憋着一口气抵押房产。
He held on to the mortgage
凑钱
to raise funds
拍了电车狂想证明自己
prove myself with the electric car
结果票房一败涂地赔得底朝天
The results were disastrous with a complete failure in box office revenue and a blatant disregard for financial responsibility
那时候全日本的媒体都在唱衰
At that time, all the media in Japan were singing the pessimistic tune.
说黑泽明老了。
I said that Heyskura was old.
江郎才尽了，跟不上时代了。
Jang Lang has fallen behind the times.
61岁那年冬天就发生了开头那一幕。
The scene where it all began happened in the winter of my 61st year.
万幸家人发现的
Fortunately, the family found it.
及时把他从鬼门关拉了回来
Quickly pulled him back from the brink of death.
后来他很少提这件事
Later, he rarely mentioned it.
只轻描淡写
Just lightly described.
说那时候是真的觉得自己再也拍不了电影了
I really felt like I couldn't make movies anymore at that time.
死过一次的人
A person who has died once.
反而活得更通透了。
In fact, I became more enlightened.
没过几年
In a few years.
苏联人找上门
The Soviets came knocking.
请他去西伯利亚拍德尔
Send him to Siberia to film Dell.
苏乌扎拉这部片子
The movie Suzalar
直接拿了奥斯卡最佳外语片
Directly won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film
再后来
Later
乔治卢卡斯科波拉这些好莱坞的当红大导演
George Lucas One of the most successful and influential Hollywood directors
全是他的铁杆粉丝
All his staunch fans
听说偶像没钱
I heard that idols don't have money
拍电影
Filming
赶紧自告奋勇当制片人
Quickly volunteer to be the producer
人凑钱给他拍
Get the money to film him
影舞者这部片子拿了戛纳金棕榈70岁的黑泽明又一次站在了世界之巅
The movie dancer won the Golden Palm Award at the Cannes Film Festival, and 70-year-old Akira Kurosawa once again stood at the top of the world.
可他自己说
He said,
影舞者不过是热身
The dancers are just warming up.
他真正想拍的是乱，拍乱的时候他
What he really wanted to film was the chaos.
他75岁眼睛已经快看不见了。
He is 75 years old, and his eyesight is almost gone.
就凭着刻在脑子里的画面。
Based on the images etched in my mind,
他指挥着上千人的剧组。
He led a large crew of thousands of people.
实景火烧城市。
Real life burning city.
千军万马的大场面。
The grand scene of thousands of horses and soldiers.
半点特效都没有。
No special effects.
有人说这是自莎士比亚之后。
Some say this is the first time since Shakespeare.
人类拍过的最痛的悲剧。
The most painful tragedy ever filmed by humans.
1990年。
1990.
他拿了奥斯卡终身成就奖。
He won the Academy Honorary Award for Lifetime Achievement.
是第一个获此殊荣的亚洲人站在领奖台上。
He was the first Asian to receive this honor.
老爷子慢悠悠地说
The old man spoke slowly and leisurely.
其实我到现在还没弄懂电影是什么。
Actually, I still haven't figured out what a movie is.
这话真不是谦虚。
This is not modesty.
他拍了五十多年电影。
He has made over 50 films.
到最后还在往前探。
Finally, he still kept probing forward.
直到今天，只要你还爱看电影。
Until today, as long as you still like to watch movies,
你就绕不开黑泽明。
You can't avoid Akira Kurosawa.
这就叫一代人有一代人的星辰。
This is what it means to have a generation with its own stars.
而他是所有电影人头顶上那颗最亮的星。
And he is the brightest star among all filmmakers.
要是你真想摸透这个硬骨头老头的内里
If you really want to understand this stubborn old man,
我特别推荐你去读他的自传名字
I highly recommend you read his autobiography titled
听着挺怪叫蛤蟆的
The sound of the frog's oil is quite strange
有这名是从日本民间传说里来的
His character comes from Japanese folklore.
深山里有种生得极丑的蛤蟆。
In the deep forest, there is a very ugly frog-like creature.
把他搁到镜子跟前。
Put him in front of the mirror.
他一瞧见自己那副模样。
He saw his own appearance.
当场能吓出一身油。
It can scare you out of your skin.
偏生这油还是治烫伤的良药。
Is this oil naturally a remedy for burns?
黑泽明就拿这蛤蟆自比，说写自传。
Harakawa said that the calligraphy of the frog character was used to write autobiographies.
就跟照镜子一个道理。
It's like looking in a mirror.
回头扒拉自己这辈子的狼狈不堪拧巴，连自己都吓一跳。
Looking back on my life, I was shocked at how awkward and tangled I had been.
可把这些实打实的经历摊开了。
These real life experiences can be shared.
反倒成了能给旁人疗愈的东西。
Instead, it became a source of healing for others.
他写这本书。
He wrote this book.
从童年那个爱哭鼻子。
From childhood, I was always crying.
被人叫苏唐的笨小孩讲起。
Someone called me stupid kid Su Tang.
讲哥哥拉着他穿过地震废墟的那天。
On the day that his older brother pulled him through the earthquake ruins.
讲当画家的梦碎了之后的茫然。
When a painter's dream shatters.He is left in a state of confusion.
讲刚进片场
Just arrived at the film set.
从助理导演熬起的苦日子
From being an assistant director to becoming a successful entrepreneur.
一直讲到罗生门敲开世界大门为止
From opening the door to the world to knocking on the door of Lim Shangman.
不管你是爱电影
Whether you love movies,
想瞧瞧大师是怎么练成的
I want to see how the master's trained,
还是正卡在人生的低谷
Still stuck in the low point of life,
觉得熬不下去
I feel like I can't go on,
都不妨翻翻这本书
Don't be shy to look through the book,
书你会发现
You will find that,
原来站在光影之巅的人也摔过满身泥。
Once, even those standing at the pinnacle of success fell and were covered in mud.
原来一辈子死磕一件事儿的人也有过慌神迷茫。
Once, a person who had dedicated his entire life to a single pursuit experienced a moment of confusion.
撑不住的时刻。
In moments of despair,
就像他书里写的闷闷不乐
Like he wrote in his book, he was feeling down.
也没有用
I don't have it.
还是要吃饭睡觉
Still need to eat and sleep.
感到羞耻
Embarrassed.
也没关系
It doesn't matter.
奋力踏上去往前走就是了。
Just keep moving forward.